Everything about Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I'm your host, Chris, the Entertainment Man. Welcome to the amazing Race 31 Preview Podcast. Now, I know what you're going to say. I've been complaining a lot on social media. I know. I have been complaining about CBS, but I should be happy. You know, it's coming sooner. You know, it's coming much sooner, and might be done by beginning of June, maybe. Like, you know how they'll double up a bit? They do it like for a month and a half, and then it's like finale's finished and that's it, and then we move on to the summer schedule. So I might still have, I know I've been wanting a couple weeks off. I just need a break. I'm exhausted. Mentally, I am exhausted from Big Brother, doing it twice a week, doing Survivor once a week, and then now adding on the Amazing Race 31 to the list of many, many programs that are reality TV programs that are out there on air right now. So I'm going to explain to you guys how it's going to work. Thursday, it'll be on Thursdays. It is on air on Tuesdays. The 17th, which is a Wednesday. And I know that's Survivor night and that's Big Brother night. Don't get your panties in a knot. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm being funny, I guess, in a way. But we are going to be doing it on Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, which means you probably already know if you go to crispyontheweb.com on the schedule page, there has been a bit of a change of schedule. And I've said that in my blog, too. If you go to the blog part of the website, you'll see the change as well. So 6 p.m. for Amazing Race, and then 9 p.m. for Survivor. So that's how it's going to work. And then the other two podcasts are on the same day and time. There is going to be, I think, this week could be up, and next week and the week after, I'm going to be away on the days of the podcast coming out. So there is a schedule change, but you can go to the blog, which is called Everything About Road TV and Collab Podcast Schedule Changes, and you can go check it out. I'll retweet it out today as well, tonight as well, on top of the other blog that is coming out a little later on. That came out a little later on after that, but that's what's happening, and I'm excited because it's a little different of a season. You know, I think it is very much a bit different on the seasons. I think it's going to be amazing. Because it is the battle of the reality TV stars this season, which is awesome. I love the idea. They always seem to come up with the best ideas to, you know, keep the show ratings up there, right? Like, I know I sound excited because I am excited because, you know, like, you have to keep the ratings up in order to get the show on the air, because it's all about, in the end, it is all about the ratings, obviously, right? The ratings and the views that you get on CBS. Now, I don't know if it's on CTV up here in Canada. I do not know if it's airing on CTV. I have not checked, but we do get CBS up here in Canada, so it's not a problem. I can watch it one way or the other, but I'm looking forward to it. So it is kind of okay. So I said reality TV stars. What kind of reality TV stars, you were wondering? Well, we have some Survivor contestants. They're in teams. We have a couple of those. We have a couple of Big Brother contestants from past seasons, and there's one that goes way back into the early seasons of Big Brother, and you know her. She is a comp beast, and we'll talk about her towards the end of talking about the players as well. And then we have the racers, obviously. So we have the Amazing Race, you know, teams from past seasons. So we're gonna start with sisters, and you probably know them, like Floaters. You better get a life vest. You probably remember who said that from seasons 12 and 13 of Big Brother, Rachel Riley. Yes, but the time, and of course she was in the Amazing Race 20 and the Amazing Race All-Stars, and then of course she won Big Brother 13. She got evicted in season 13, met Brandon. We all know that whole story about Brandon and Rachel. So she is currently 34. They're currently in California, and then of course she is a student, PT, tech, yoga teacher, entrepreneur, casting mom, and entertainment and blogger. So she does a lot with her life, obviously. Our current, so three words to describe her: loyal, fierce, competitive, and courageous. I think that's four, Rachel, honestly. But I had to say, Flores, you better get a life vest, because, you know, it's Big Brother. It's a Big Brother term that is now pretty well infamous. So what accomplishment is she most proud of? You know, education, being a mom, and winning Big Brother. Yes, yeah, she won Big Brother. We all know that. And that feels like a long time ago since she won. We'll see. 8 years. Yeah, about 8 years. Yeah, no, sorry, 8 years, seven seconds, wait a second, 13, yeah, 7 years, because up to 20th season, yeah, it was 7 years ago. That's crazy. It's going to be 8 years since she won Big Brother in her season. So, what is her big competition? Racers, house guests, or castaways? Biggest threat are the racers. You know, they know what to expect. You know, she's raced twice, obviously. She was with Brendan during her amazing race journey, you know, but it's nice to have a nice set of eyes, and then of course something that I feel confident about, but she hopes she listens to me. Obviously, we're talking about Alyssa is actually going to be her partner. We'll talk about her short, and she's also talking about she's never been eliminated, so I'm trying to figure out, was she eliminated on 20? That's a good question. And now I'm gonna pull up old trusty computer, my old trusty rust bucket computer here. Well, it's not really rust bucket, what am I talking about? But I don't think she did not. She went to the final leg on season. Oh, she did. She did. They did go to the final leg as well. So they. Oh, I see what she means by that. Okay, I had a little. I had to do a little refresher on that because I didn't. I forgot that she and Brendan went a long way. And that was the season that, you know, they came in second a lot, in third and fourth. Well, not third, like twice, and then fourth a couple, several times, fifth and sixth, but, you know, never eliminated. But maybe they're going to, I think they'll do well. They'll do well. It is Brendan and Rachel. I know a lot of you aren't Brendan and Rachel fans. Some of you are, but, you know, it is what it is. You're allowed to have your opinion. That is okay. So she says she's to rarely want. Two reality TV shows. I got this one in the bag. Two reality TV shows. Only one. She only won. Oh, maybe she did another one that we don't know about. So, what do you hope to accomplish by running the race, other than with your partner, other than winning the $1 million? You know, bonding time, building memories, time with her sister. You know, we're still both so busy with life. And opportunity to make memories as sisters. You know, and you get to do BB, Big Brother together, obviously. So, what do you think prepare you for the Amazing Race? Do you think you've learned anything on BB that will help you? You know, Amazing Race has prepared her for more than Big Brother. Amazing Race is, you know, Amazing Race isn't, you know, as strategic as Big Brother. I know Big Brother is very strategic. You know, it's just getting through the challenges on Amazing Race is one of the biggest things that you have to play, obviously. So, she is totally prepared to make alliances on this race and use my race experience within her BB experience. So we have Alyssa, 32, Las Vegas, founder, CEO, Drop Method app. Obviously, her and Rachel launched a comprehensive fitness and nutrition app, Drop Method. Of course, talking about, you know, it's the most comprehensive app on the market. You know, you need to drop weight, stress, and excuses. And she kind of goes on about talking about that, you know, program design specialists and nutrition products designed by a team of physicians and chemists, Rachel and herself. So, kind of also to help, you know, reach your goals and maintain them permanently. So, three words describe her, you know, go getter, focused, determined, and favorite hobbies is yoga, tennis, traveling, and making a difference. What do you think is your biggest competition? Racers, house guests, or castaways? Definitely racers. I think most of them, when I was going through the list, like going through all the bio pack, I was thinking, what? I think most of them said racers. I think one out of them all, I think one said survivor. One said survivor. So definitely racers, she said. She agreed with her sister on that one. And then what do you accomplish by running the race with your partner other than winning $1 million, bonding time, and building memories? So obviously think pretty well the same thing as what Rachel said. Opportunity to make memories as sisters. So didn't you get to do BB together either? So kind of it is kind of similar as well. Do you think Big Brother prepared you competing for the Amazing Race. I think we've learned Big Brother casts and groups are pathological liars. And never under any circumstance to trust any of them. Actually, you know, literally don't trust Big Brother house guests ever, except me. You can trust me with your health in particular. So next up, we have one of my other favorite health guests of all times, Nicole and Victor, who are engaged right now. And actually, I am following Nicole on Instagram. I'm following her podcast, Cocolente, as well. You can go check it out on iTunes. Very good podcast. I haven't been listening lately. I haven't had the time to listen to Cocolente, but I need to get back into getting my weekly fix of their awesome podcast. But I started listening to it. I really like this. So it's really good. So previous season, they were in Big Brother 16, winner of Big Brother 18 for Nicole. Victor did not win Big Brother 18 for Victor. So we have Nicole Franzel, 26, currently in Michigan, registered nurse, content creator, podcast co-host. So currently working as school nurse occasionally. Previously worked in the ER, ICU, rehabilitation units, and then also, create content for companies, products, share on social media platforms, and get to travel with her BFF, Victor, for our podcast, which is, Cocolente. I'm giving a free shameless plug to their podcast. I think they'll appreciate it anyways. Like, I don't know. Like, if you guys are hearing this, yeah, I give you guys a shout out on your podcast. It's really awesome. It is a really awesome podcast. Like, there's a whole pile of them I listen to, actually. So favorite hobbies are cooking, crafting, and drinking coffee. I think that's why, reason why they called her Cocolente, I think it was because her name is Coconuts on Instagram, obviously. And I guess Coco could be also, you know, for other reason too. Okay, so what accomplishment are you most proud of? Becoming a nurse, winning Big Brother 18, starting the Cocolente podcast. Who do you think will be your biggest competition? Racers, health guests, or castaways? Former teams for sure. Race teams for sure because they work together as a team. What their prior strengths and weaknesses are known to the pack and we are uncertain about. And what do you think about, what are you going to accomplish by running the race with your partner other than winning $1 million? Reach your goals, maintain them permanently. We have meal delivery programs to design. Oh wait, sorry, I'm reading the wrong. Okay, I don't need that page anymore. No, the bonding time and building memories, the time with what the heck, I just repeated myself. I guess running with her partner, obviously. And apparently I have to cut out a question here because something seems really odd that I actually copied. Did I rewrite it down too many times? Something that doesn't seem right. Okay, I had to take a second away from the podcast, but I'm being honest with you, I stopped recording for a second, but you didn't notice anything because of the beauty of editing. Apparently I festered up my note. I accidentally kept copying and pasting on my note page. I just went to the Amazing Race page and I see exactly what it says here. Something different. I thought it was CBS for a second, but it was moi that did the screwy. So, which one was the question? Oh, what prepared you? The question about the $1 million, right? Other than the $1 million was obviously, you know, dealing with stressful situations, obviously, right? And then what do you think Big Brother prepared you for Amazing Race? Do you learn anything on BB that will help you? Yes, probably not enough. Socially, I could easily survive. Have not done much exercise in quite some time. It's more physical than Big Brother. Don't do well under pressure. Ernie, it feels like you're on the block every single day of this race. We will give our best shot. Vic is the best teammate I can ask for. Excited to have a permanent alliance member. It only takes one. So we have Victor's next, 28 years old, from Michigan, and freight broker. He is provides obviously transportation and logistics services. His three words describe him: outgoing, silly, and competitive. Favorite hobbies are exercise, date nights, and podcasting. What is the accomplishment most proud of? He's graduating college and getting engaged to my love of my life, which would be Nicole. So what do you think the biggest competition, racers, house guests, or castaways? And a racer, because they have done this before, obviously they're more prepared for this type of competition. Do you think you learned anything that prepared you for racing the race? Do you think you learned anything from BB that will help you in the race? BB is more a social game, you know, less of a physical competition like the race. There are some mental challenges, you know, social aspect of the game. It is minimum. And then I hope winning BB competitions gives us, you know, the competition to do well on the amazing race competition. That's very challenges as well. So next up, we're going to kind of cross over to Survivor side of things for a bit. We're going to go over to Chris and Brett LaBelle. Chris Hammonds and Brett LaBelle from Survivor. Millennials versus Gen X. That was actually one of the first seasons I actually covered here on the audio only, was Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. And man, that feels like forever. It'll be going on 3 years in September since I started doing the audio only side of things only for Survivor. Yeah, so we have, first up, we have Brett LaBelle, 44, from Massachusetts. He is a police sergeant. I remember that very well about Brett from his season of Survivor. I remember that very well. He supervised police officers. Three words to describe him is funny, proud, and easygoing. Favorite hobbies is improvisation, golfing, and cooking. The most accomplished thing he's most proud of, making as far as he did on Survivor, especially to the family visit, you know, sharing experience with my father was a great moment. And then, of course, what do you think will be your biggest competition? Racers, house guests, or castaways? Biggest competition will be racers, because they've done it before. So a lot of it is like they've done it before. Like, it is, they have done this race before. Like, I think that is the common answer right now. There is that is the common answer toward like that question that they are being asked. It is definitely, you know, that is the common answer on that question too. So obviously, I'm gonna skip, actually what I'm gonna do, instead of going through the CBS website looking for it, I'm gonna skip that question from here on out in the podcast. I do apologize, I am skipping a question, but I have had a little bit of a technical issue with my writing. I kind of did not write points down. I kept copying and pasting the same thing from the first two, the first team I had. That was me. I was probably tired and I was copying and pasting. I apologize. So we're going to go to, do you think Survivor prepared you for the amazing race? Have you learned anything on Survivor that will help you on the race? And of course, he said Survivor taught him how to work with people and make alliances, which will hopefully help us in the race to strategize with other teams and not get U-turned. That is a big thing. I keep forgetting that is the one thing that it will happen is on the races. You're going to get U-turned. There is a U-turn. And there is, you know, obviously, yeah, U-turn. There was like the speed bumps. And it feels like forever since the last season. It's been about a year now since they've actually had a season. A little over a year since the last season, season 30. But, yeah. And then we have Chris Hammonds, 40. He's from Oklahoma. He is an attorney. And he fights for the rights of the injured and wrongfully accused in America. He is a trial lawyer. Trial lawyer. I'm calling him a liar. Sorry. Trial lawyer. And then, of course, he is, three words to describe him, competitive, tough, and loyal. Yes, Chris is, he was a fierce competitor on his season of Survivor. I remember that very, very well. That was, I picked him amongst the other ones. I think I remember I picked Hannah. I know, I think Chris was on my list. Oh yeah, and there was Figgy, Taylor. I think Chris was on my list, and I think it was Hannah was the other one on my list on who I want to win the season. But I think I remember. I would have to go and dig it out of my blue bin up on the top shelf, because I have the notes still. I store them away after each of the season. So, all right. Favorite hobbies, working out, drawing, and golfing. Accomplishment that you're most proud of, coming from nothing, making it in this world. And then what is the biggest competition? Racers, house guests, or castaways? Believe in teams that are the scariest competition. Oh, and here we go. Now, apparently, I did change it. Running, what do you hope by running the race with your partner other than winning $1 million? Always looking for another great challenge. Hope to have an adventure and a competition while facing other teams. What do you think prepared you for amazing race? Have you learned anything, Survivor, that will help you in the race? Survivor definitely helped prepare for the race. You learn to stream the ability on Survivor. Fellow skills will be necessary to overcome the challenges of the Amazing Race. So we have next friends, Corinne and Eliza. Yes, Eliza, the one that said, it's an effing stick. Yeah, I'm kind of referring back to Survivor, Micronesia, Van versus Favorite. That was a great season. I gotta say that. And I remember that. I remember Eliza saying, it's an effing stick. I still remember that line very well. Oh, man. That's when Jason gave her that stupid stick that looked like a idol, but had like a happy face on it. Hey, Ozzy made a better one than him, technically, but that was probably a good highlight of the season. But I liked Eliza. So we had previous season. We'll start with Corinne. She was in Survivor Gabon and Survivor Carimone, and then Corinne was on Survivor Vanuatu and Survivor Micronesia Vance versus Favorite. So we'll start with Corinne. She's 39, from Denver. Medical sales for real money. Podcasting for the side hustle. Sell testing solutions by day and dispense questionable life advice by night. Three words to describe her: 100% that bitch. What? Really? That's not even three words. That's just, wait, okay, 100% that bitch. Okay, yeah, it's three words. I just did it with my fingers. It is that. But I'm laughing. I'm kind of just smiling like, what? When I saw that, like, huh? What the heck does she mean by that? So, favorite hobbies, hanging out with alpaca. Obviously, she has a Instagram for alpaca, Tupaca, the underscore, the alpaca, and shutting down small talk, voting friends, children at all costs, and then, of course, accomplishing, most proud of, Survivor, not the show per se, but, you know, accomplishing, not becoming either a real agent or a yoga doctor afterward. What do you think the hope to accomplish by running the race with your partner other than winning $1 million, just looking for 16th minute of fame? I kind of like these answers from Corinne. It's funny. Some of these are really good answers, actually. So what do you think your biggest competition is? Racers, health castaways, racers. It's the same concept as taking your SATs. Your score goes up every time. Oh, gee. That's good. That's good. Do you think Survivor prepared you for the Amazing Race? Do you think you've learned anything on Survivor that will help you in the race? I've learned to endure the unfathomable conditions and tune out that voice in your head. I'm guessing that was the word. Yep, it was. I just flipped my page and, oh, that is the right word. So, and then why did you sign up for this? I'm sure a lot of people question that when they first go out there on the island, is why did I really sign up for this? Like, is this really worth it, you know? But, you know, it is worth every adventure. It is an adventure, too. You gotta remember that. Survivor can be an adventure, and it is an adventure. It's a lot of fun. I know it's grueling 39 days, and I know you're gonna be tired and mentally exhausted, but it is worth it in the end. It is all worth it. So let's go into Eliza, 35, from New York. Public defender. As a public defender in Manhattan, I dedicated myself to the society's most vulnerable, represent individuals charged with crimes in Manhattan who cannot afford legal counsel, which is good. Obviously, you can't afford a lawyer. She will be more than happy to help you, pretty much. So three words to describe you: intense, politically active, and outgoing. Her hobbies: traveling to new places, completing the New York Times crossword daily, and then spinning and storytelling. So the accomplishment most proud of was becoming a successful defender is what I'm most proud of. I believe great accomplishment is ahead of me. Dedicated, I decided as a teenager I wanted to advocate for those who had no one else to fight for them. This end represent thousands of indigenous individuals in New York City over the past decade, but hope my future decriminalize poverty and end mass incarceration. I think that's right. I apologize if I am incorrect on that. So what do you hope to accomplish by running the race and with your partner other than $1 million? Love pushing my boundaries, seeing what I'm capable of. I cannot wait for adventure and the challenge. Who do you think your biggest competition are? Racers, health guests, or Survivor castaways? And the answer, as soon as I can open the move the page, now my pages are flying all over the desk here. Hey, you get blooper reels during the podcast. That's good. She says racers. Wow. Now I'm completely, I don't know. I know, I did that awkward pause like Arissa Cox does. That awkward pause like, what? Like, really? I don't think anyone else, I think one person said Survivor out of everybody on here, I think they said Survivor was the only one. So, Acers, hands down. It's like Boston Rob went up against a bunch of newbies on Survivor Redemption Island. Do you think Survivor prepared you for Amazing Race? Do you think you've learned anything Survivor that will help you in the race? Survivor helped her to starve. Don't need to spend, you know, leg money on food. I'm also comfortable sleeping anywhere on airport floor. Luxurious compared to the shelter on Survivor. Yeah, I know Survivor shelters are not the comfiest. They don't look the comfiest as a fan on the couch watching the show. You know, it does look uncomfortable. Definitely. So next up is one of my favorite Survivors, and I was kind of freaking out when I saw his name on the list for the Amazing Race 31. Rupert Boneham, the big pirate himself. I love Rupert. Rupert's one of my favorite castaways. And of course, who's he racing with? His wife, Laura, which is really good because Laura also appeared on Survivor Blood vs. Water 2. Was it 2? I think it was Blood vs. Water 2. Or was it 1? Oh, it's Blood vs. Water, I guess. It was the first one. So this was previous seasons. Rupert was on Pearl Island, Survivor All-Stars, Survivor Herald vs. Villains, and Survivor Blood vs. Water with Laura, obviously. So we'll start with Laura. She is 49, Indianapolis, registered nurse. Works as a registered nurse in the busy hospital in Indianapolis on the oncology hematology floor with the medical overflow. 3 words describe her: kind, strong, and smart. Loves water skiing, boating, scuba diving, traveling, camping, gardening, and working out. So next up we have Rupert, which is one of my we have accomplishment I'm most proud of. Going back to school in 2015 for another degree, becoming a new registered nurse. Accomplishment by running the race with your partner other than winning $1 million. You know, not to be the first team out. You know, see places in the world never seen before. Strengthen our marriage even more with new exciting experiences and challenges. Who do you think will be your biggest competition? Racers, houseguests, or castaways? Biggest competition will be racers. There is a learning curve to running the race, and returnees have the advantage, no question. She is right. She is completely, totally right on that. Don't forget, there is actual racers that have actually raced before that are on this as well. Don't forget that. And then, of course, does Survivor prepare you for Maze Race? Do you think you've learned anything on Survivor that will help you in the race? Spending 21 days in the jungle on Survivor empowered the heck out of her. Survivor taught her to expect the unexpected. You know, felt like I conquered any challenge, reality TV show, or life throws my way, obviously. So next up, we have Rupert, 54 years old, from Indianapolis, self-employed, empowered youth to make it in society. 3 words that best describe him is strong, smart, and brave. Definitely, he is very, very strong and brave, especially in Survivor. He was known to do all the fishing, all the food providing for, you know, his tribe, obviously. There are hobbies, mentoring, fishing, and coin collecting. Well, it's obvious he likes fishing because we know he was the provider on Survivor. So, most accomplishment you're most proud of? His daughter. What's the biggest competition? Racers, houseguests, or castaways? Amazing racers will be the most, definitely have the advantage. Returning players always have the advantage over newbies. And then, of course, what do you hope to accomplish by the race other than winning $1 million? Not to be the first team out, because obviously we know the last season he appeared on Survivor, he was the first one out, which I'm sure was disappointing. I was disappointed. Actually, I picked him at season 2 to who I wanted to win. But also see the places of the world we've never seen before. Strengths of our marriage. New exciting experiences and challenges. Do you think Survivor prepared you for the Amazing Race? Do you learn anything on Survivor that will help you on the race? After so many times of Survivor, done a lot of challenges. Survivor has taught me to be confident in challenges. Alright, so we are on number 6. I think we are now at the halfway mark of the whole entire team. So we're going to start with Art and JJ, best friends. They were on the Amazing Race 20. And I think I've made the reference to having Art and JJ. I wrote it in so many of my different off-season podcasts that I wanted Art and JJ back. And I think I remember I did pick them for a couple times. I think I did that with the green team too. I had them a couple times listed on an off-season podcast. But again, I would have to go into my drawer, which is not right here now. next to me here on the floor so I can check. But, you know, I picked a lot of these teams that the older, like the teams that have been, you know, that are actually listed on here on the list too. So Amazing Race 20, they were in. JJ is 49. He is in California currently. He is currently a Border Patrol agent, immigration enforcement. He is a watch commander, LT and police, and the USBP enforce immigration law. He is loyal, strong, and determined. Playing football, taking his son to the skate park, and coaching my son in sports. And an accomplishment most proud of, adopting his son, Joseph. Who do you think your biggest competition is? Racers, house guests, or castaways? Racers. So next up, we have Art. He is 49. He is in California. He's a federal agent. Arrests criminals entering the country illegally. A little smuggling illegal contraband. Humorous, outgoing, and positive is the way to, you know, best describe him. And then favorite hobbies are competitive shooting, golfing, and barbecuing. What is the biggest accomplishment are you most proud of? Sign attending the U.S. Naval Academy. Hope to accomplish by running the race with your partner or the $1 million, traveling new places, experiences, different cultures, meet new people. Biggest competition, racers, house guests, or castaways. Racers, life. So we have next up Colin and Christy Wood. Colin Gwynn and Christy Woods. They appeared on The Amazing Race. Ready for it? 5. That's going a long way back. Now we are on season 31. And that's going so long ago. That is such a long, 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 long time ago since that happened. So we'll start with Colin. He's 38, Austin, Texas. So they must have been fairly young when they first ran the race back in the season 5, which I think it was, what, 2000, then 2001, 2003-ish. If I'm correct. He's from Austin, Texas, tech entrepreneur. You know, he helps companies develop and bring new technologies and innovations to the market, primarily in drones, autonomous robotics, and emerging technologies. 3 words to best describe him: loving and energetic and capable. Favorite hobbies are surfing, stand-up paddling, mountain biking, hiking, and auto racing. And then, obviously, dancing, sailing, camping, yoga, snowboarding, building, and flying drones. That's a lot he likes to do for hobbies. So, biggest accomplishment he's most proud of, co-creating a beautiful life with Christy, our 2 beautiful boys, Achilles and Cruz, a successful career, what I love with people. I love and daily practice that allows me to maintain high vibrations. So obviously, what do you hope to accomplish by running the race? Watching myself run the Amazing Race 15 years ago gave me the opportunity to look in on myself, how unconscious the full ego of my behavior was. And I've done many years of work to run his perspective, come from a more loving, collaborative mindset. Hope to enter engineered reality designed to bring on extreme stress, reduce resilience, and apply the principles and practices that transform his daily life that can help him, you know, in a harmonious experience while still, you know, being every bit as competitive as we were the first time around. That's a lot to say. But, so I don't know much about these guys. I don't know much about Colin and Christy because I started watching The Amazing Race all the way back, I think, since Boston Rob Mariano and Amber Burkage, who's now Boston Rob and Amber Mariano now, obviously, because they're married at this point, but at the moment. But, you know, I did not see season 5. I did see season 1. I did see the very, 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 very first season, but I did not see, you know, anything before that, obviously. So, okay, so what do you think will be your biggest competition? Racers, health guests, or competitions? Racers, without a doubt, they're very different to the other shows. Then the competitors out there in the real world to navigate countries, different cultures and languages, dealing with uncontrollable flight delays, lack of sleep, jet lag, etc. Now, people have experienced that before and proved to be successful in that environment will be our biggest competition. So next up, we have Christy. She is 40 years old, also from Austin, Texas, integrated sex, love, and relationship coach. It is really complicated what she says. She kind of uses her intuitive abilities and energetic healing tools to help clients pass, you know, past dramatic stuck in the body, you know, often keeping them in constant loop of mediocre relationships and life experiences. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it is a lot to say. It's a good paragraph. So three words to best describe is adventurous, curious, and fun. Favorite hobbies are hiking, yoga, traveling, reading, camping, wake surfing, snowboarding, paddling, paddleboarding, slacklining, dancing, and playing hide and go seek with my kids. The biggest accomplishment she is most proud of is raising her boys and up-leveling her relationship with Colin. What do you hope running the race partner other than winning $1 million? Even more intimacy, connection, fun, expansion, hoping to gain a better understanding of our team dynamic, learn from each other, learn about myself, and obviously have fun. So which does she think that be biggest competition racers, health guests, or castaways? It would be racers. They've done it before. They know how this game works. Obviously, we've heard that so many times throughout the reading, looking out to talking about the biopacks. We know that, you know, it is obvious and clear that racers are probably going to be the most dominating team, teams up there. Obviously, that we know that's going to be there. So we have Floyd, 23, Highlands Ranch, Colorado, client service manager. Obviously helps client service managers, register investment advisor in Boulder, communicate with clients via operational administrative support, specialty functions relating to report and research, passed the CFA level 1 this past December. So three words to best describe him: spunky, charismatic, and contemplative. Favorite hobbies, anything involving music, college, sporting events, cuddling, and The Lion King. Biggest accomplishment, most proud of, being cast in the Maiden's Race twice, pretty cool, or serving as a drum major for the CU marching band. So what do you hope to accomplish by running the race? It's spread the joy and have the time of our lives. Obviously, team fun. We know that is team fun right there for you guys. That is actually team fun. I'm gonna still call them team fun even this season. Beck and I still have a lot to learn about each other. Our relationship is surely about to get deeper. And of course, biggest competition, racers, house guests, or castaways. Definitely castaways. Survivor is a very psychological tougher than the race. It's more social. You're sitting around with your thoughts. So I think castaways can handle themselves from the stressful moments. The race is also physical and mental challenging. Obviously, the castaways are used to those kind of conditions. So I think they are the only ones that actually said it was, I think they were the only ones that said Survivor. I think they were the only ones that said it. All right, goal number 9. Leo and Jamal. Obviously, Afghanimals. Yes, I remember that. I remember them very well. Previous season, Amazing Race 23 and the Amazing Race All-Stars. We'll start with Leo, 31. He's from California. Bar owner. Owned and managed 3 bars in Old Town, Pasadena. Now, 3 words: optimistic, fun, and creative. Favorite hobbies: gym, hiking, music. Accomplishment you're most proud of: opening my latest business, The Cellar. So, and what do you hope to accomplish other than winning the $1 million? Experience, bond with him again like we did as teens, because now we live far from one another. And the biggest competition: racers, house guests, or castaways. Racers by far. They have experienced the race before. Nothing prepares you for the race unless you have run it before. So next up, we have Jamal. He's 30. He lives in Houston. So I can see why he said they live a long way. I can see why they said they live a long way from one another. So that is quite the distance from Houston to California. Yeah, I see what they mean. So he is currently a customer financial and services manager. Handled the final step of purchasing a vehicle from AutoNation, all paperwork aspect of the dealership, as well as going over clients' product options. Lead finance manager with over 12 years of automotive experience. So obviously, 3 words to describe him: ambitious, confident, and resilient. So favorite hobbies: basketball, shooting at the range, and also flying drones. And then biggest accomplishment, most proud of, being one of the top financial service managers for AutoNation, being the best father to his baby girl Sophia, and raising her with integrity and showing her that can accomplish anything that she wants. Also proud of the relationship I have with my beautiful wife Tamana, who also have happens to be best friend raising our Sophia. And then together has been fun, cherish every moment, all while being the best role models possible for her. So what do you hope to accomplish by running the race with your partner other than winning the $1 million? Coming back for the third time, we could be a force to be reckoned with. That takes a lot of patience and discipline. Also, running this race for breast cancer awareness and the Dry Pink Initiative from Auto Nation. Biggest competitors, racers, health cast or castaways. The biggest threats are the past racers. They are clearly the biggest threat simply because they have experience, been on the race before. Helps you prepare mentally and physically. So next up, we have Tyler and Corey from season 28 of The Amazing Race. Start with Tyler. He is 30 from LA. He is a video blogger. Pretty well shares his life online by creating content videos on YouTube. Weekly pop culture podcast with teammate Corey, and write essays, which you can find in my book, Binge. So that must be his book that he has written. And then, of course, three words that best describe him: giggly, curious, and adventurous. Favorite hobbies are dancing, roller skating, and going to the music festivals. What is the biggest accomplishment most proud of? Every fun adventure happens because I decided to make my first YouTube video 12 years ago. What do you hope to accomplish with your partner other than winning the $1 million? New memories. Biggest competition, racers, health guests, or castaways. Racers, they know what to expect, which is totally true. And then Corey, 34, he lives in San Francisco. He is a podcast host, co-host of weekly pop culture podcast called The Psycho Babble. Three words to best describe him: witty, competitive, and funny. Favorite hobbies, travel, game nights, and movies. Accomplishment he's most proud of is mastering the Georgian Ballet in season 28. I do remember that. That was tough. That was a tough one. A tough challenge back in that season. What do you hope by running the race with your partner, or winning the $1 million, spending time unplugged from our lives online? Biggest competition, racers, house guests, or castaways. Racers. Wow, everybody's saying racer. I think most of the time people said racers. I don't think anybody even said Big Brother whatsoever. So next up we have Janelle and Brittany from Big Brother. Big Brother 6, but Big Brother All-Stars. Big Brother 14 was Janelle. Big Brother 12 and Big Brother 14 was Brittany. So we'll start with the POV and the HOH comp beast, Janelle, 38, in Minnesota, realtor, sell homes, buying and selling process enjoyable for clients. Nothing more rewarding than seeing my clients happy with their new home. Three words to describe her: determined, competitive, and honest. Favorite hobbies, working out, cooking, and being cheer hockey mom. Biggest accomplishment most proud of, her three kids. So biggest accomplishment, what do you hope to accomplish by the race with your partner other than winning $1 million? Prove the world that moms are capable of anything. I guess they can go, like, I can give them a hashtag like team mom at this point. Yeah, I could give them the team mom hashtag at this point. And then of course, what do you think your biggest competition is? Racers, house guests, or castaways? It would be absolutely the Amazing Race teams. They have done this before, know what they're doing. Again, Amazing Race taken over. So next up we have Brittany. She is 30, from Oklahoma, stay-at-home mom, make snacks, change diapers, sweep and drink coffee, sarcastic, emotional, and witty. Favorite hobbies, Starbucks, Target, and Playdates. Most accomplishment you're most proud of, children, daily survival, staying home with three kids under age of 5. What do you hope to accomplish by running the race with your partner other than $1 million? Is the travel experience, reputation for women. So biggest competition, racers, house guests, or castaways. Definitely racers, they're well seasoned and more prepared for the race. And what do you think Big Brother prepared you for the Amazing Race? Do you think you learned anything Big Brother will help you in the race? Big Brother helped you with the social aspects of the race. I don't think those skills are nearly as important for racing as they were in Big Brother. So that is the list. I know this is a very, very long podcast, but it's a fun podcast. I know I've put in my comments here and there. And then, of course, we're going to go through my picks. This was the hardest of them all to pick. This was the hardest thing to actually pick because I had a hell of a time picking, because there was five teams I wanted to pick, obviously. And I was like, who am I going to pick? This is like the most difficult thing ever to actually, pick somebody to actually win the race. So it was not easy to pick. But I had to cut somebody out of the list. this, but, you know, I had to, right? So, first of all, I picked Nickter, what the heck? Hey, there's a nickname for him. Nickter. That'll be the, like, you know how you have Brancho? Ah, there we go. Okay, that's awesome. Nicole and Victor, I picked them first. Love them on Big Brother. Obviously, I'm a follower of the podcast. Coco Lente, I know I said so much about that at the beginning. Rupert and Laura, been a big Rupert fan since Pearl Island, since the season of Survivor, and watched him in the seasons he has appeared in. And I think they know what it takes to, you know, win the race. Becca and Floyd, unfortunately, was eliminated due to Floyd, you know, being not well. He was not feeling well, obviously. It was sad to see him go under these certain circumstances, obviously. And finally, I have Tyler and Corey was in the final leg of the race, ended up in third. Back when I covered that season, I did cover that season. I remember that. And then I like to see him do, you know, I said in one of my off-season podcasts, I like to see him come back for a second chance or an unfinished business season. Those are my four picks. I'm excited to actually, I gotta write them down. I gotta find some room on my my screen there, because my other side of my screen is completely full of all my picks and whatnot. I am just gonna put them up in the next couple of days, so I have it ready for the venture. So yeah, it starts this Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, I think it is. Right after Survivor. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to be going anywhere in my chair. I'm going to be very busy on Wednesday, so it's going to be a very hectic Wednesday for me. So I hope you guys are looking forward to the season. I am looking forward to the season. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Anything About TV. I'm sorry this is later than what I expected. I was originally going to do it on Wednesday, and it ended up was supposed to be out today, but I never got a chance to do it, so it's out on today on the Sunday. So it is what it is, but I'm glad it's done, and I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe. I've noticed CastBox has been kind of growing on me. Thank you so much on CastBox. Thank you to everybody on all the platforms, all 12 platforms, which you can find on Crispy on the Web, CrispyOnTheWeb.com, and you can follow me on social media on Twitter, Instagram for behind the scenes and whatnot. And I will see you guys back here in less than 2 days for the Big Brother recap. Until then, have a good night. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Bye for now.